This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Boise, a judge sends Brian Koberger to four consecutive life sentences without a chance of parole for the murders of four University of Idaho students. Koberger did not address the court. Earlier, he showed no emotion during victim impact statements, including from survivor Dylan Morganson.
Living is how I honor them. Speaking today is to help me find some sort of justice for them. And I will never let him take that from me.
Koberger's confession spared him the death penalty. Families still don't know the motive. Prosecutor Bill Thompson on the emotional day.
My filters aren't as good as they might have been 45 years ago when I started in this business. But I think you also saw that even Judge Hippler was affected and impacted by this. There is no easy way to remain stiff-lipped and dry-eyed through this kind of tragedy.
The judge also fined Koberger. This is ABC News. President Trump announced the U.S. has reached a tentative trade deal with Japan. It includes 15% tariffs on Japanese auto imports. ABC's Selena Wang is at the White House with details.
If this deal gets finalized, it would be the most significant trade deal that President Trump has announced yet. So under this agreement, Japan would face 15% tariffs. That's on Japanese exports to the United States. And that is lower than the 25% that Trump had previously threatened on Japanese imports. And that includes Japanese cars, that 15% rate. And that's a big deal because Japan is our fifth largest trading partner, and more than a third of what we buy from that country is either cars or car parts.
NASA's mission to study the sun's solar wind and how it interacts with Earth's magnetosphere is now underway. The two tracer satellites successfully lifted off into orbit today from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The satellites carried aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. With the National Weather Service issuing a heat advisory, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is reminding customers of utility disconnection laws and providing tips to help customers stay safe this week. Wisconsin law prohibits a utility from disconnecting electrical service from occupied dwelling units when a heat advisory, heat warning, or heat emergency issued by the National Weather Service is in effect. Additionally, a utility is required to make reasonable attempts to reconnect service to an occupied dwelling that has been disconnected for non-payment when an occupant states that there is a potential threat to health or life that results from the combination of the heat and loss of service. The utility may require that an occupant produce a licensed physician statement or notice from a public health, social service, or law enforcement official, which identifies the medical emergency for the occupant. Utilities are encouraged to err on the side of human health and safety when making these reconnection decisions. Upon expiration of the heat advisory, heat warning, or heat emergency, the utility may disconnect service to a property that was reconnected during this period without further notice, if an appropriate payment arrangement has not been established. Customers can take simple steps that help keep temperatures low and save energy. Keep blinds and curtains closed. Unplug electronics like computers, televisions, and radios when not in use. Make sure the air conditioner is clean and maintained by checking your air filters, air intakes, radiators, and etc. Wash clothes or dishes early in the morning or late at night. Turn off lights when leaving a room. Utility customers who have questions about disconnections during periods of extreme temperatures should contact the Public Service Commission Consumer Affairs Bureau at 1-800-225-7729. More information about the Utility Customer Bill of Rights is available on the PSC website. Today, Governor Tony Evers kicked off the new Child Care Bridge Payment Program. Child Care Counts was the federally funded program that started during the pandemic. It gave payments directly to child care providers. It expired at the end of June, and what to do next was one of the biggest sticking points during state budget negotiations. Up to a quarter of owners said they'd have to close without Child Care Counts. The industry is at crossroads. Operating costs are high, but staff pay and profit margins are low, all while costs are high for many families. Governor Tony Evers said he wouldn't sign a budget without help for providers, and Republicans at first said they didn't want to pay providers directly. Eventually, they came up with a compromise in the Child Care Bridge Payment Program. That compromise starts this week as providers begin applying for support payments. The program will disperse $110 million to Wisconsin child care providers over the next year, but some owners say it's still not enough. Representatives from Amplify Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance recognized the life-saving efforts of Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 dispatchers Sindel Johannes and Dylan Krause. Both were presented with Amplify EMS coins and certificates illustrating their vital role in the success of a medical incident on February 3rd. In a display of teamwork, Johannes and Krause kept the links of the survival chain tight and intact, resulting in achieving an incredible outcome for the patient. Sheriff Roy Torgerson said that he greatly appreciates the amazing work of all the dedicated 911 communications professionals and that yesterday was a special day for 911 dispatchers, Sindel Johannes and Dylan Krause. He also thanked Amplify Gunderson for bestowing this great honor to a group that at times can be overlooked. People have arrived from all over the world to experience the EAA Air Venture Show in Oshkosh. It takes many hands to make the event a success. Brittany Merlo reports.
Volunteers arrived from all over the world in Oshkosh in early July, all for EAA Air Venture.
I love it. This is my, 10th year volunteering. I want to give back because this is my 31st year at Oshkosh.
That's Chuck Holderness, who volunteers at the admission gate.
I flew in the Bonanzas to Oshkosh 31 years ago, and I've done it every year since. It's unbelievable. We set the world record for the world's largest civilian formation flight. We had 133 of us one year, and then we actually had 149 another year, but we didn't go through all the paperwork to break the record. This year, we had 119 of us. So we're all on the runway at the same time, 3 abreast, 5 feet from my prop to the tail in front of me. It's exciting.
And Donna at security, her daughter is a 148th Fighter Wing pilot. But it's more than that that brings her here from Port Washington.
It's the meeting the people. You meet them from all over the world, basically, and mingling with them and making new friends.
Often described as a family reunion, even if you aren't a pilot, all are welcome.
I've made friends already from Mississippi, from Arizona, from around this area, and we camp with them because I also camp here. And it's just family friendly over there and thousands of people camping and there's very seldom any issues.
Camp Scholar, a field of friends, volunteers, pilots, and more. No electricity and no problems. Even in the summer heat of July, 40,000 camp here in this 1 week. Anyone can volunteer, even if you don't have any background in aviation. Here's Dan Van Evenhoven.
You can drive the tram, which is kind of cool because you get to see the entire grounds and you get to explain to people what different things are going on in different locations.
And you can even still sign up to volunteer right now. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration will be held this weekend at Plain Community Park. Festivities will begin Friday afternoon at 2 with a youth softball tournament. Live music with High Mileage will be featured from 7 to 11. Saturday will feature a youth baseball tournament, the Travis Stanichka Memorial Volleyball Tournament at 10:30, a beanbag tournament, live music by Sean Shell from 4 to 7, and Cherry Pie from 8 to 11. The Beach Luau Parade will step off Sunday at 11, followed by a chicken barbecue at noon and live music featuring Donnie Razik at 1. Also at 1, there will be a children's pedal pull and fire truck rides from 3 to 4. Food and refreshments will be available all weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and UW-Madison Division of Extension invite the public to participate in Aquatic Invasive Species Snapshot Day and help search for invasives across the state on Saturday, August 9th from 8:30 to 12:30. Snapshot Day is a statewide effort to protect Wisconsin streams, lakes, and wetlands by monitoring designated sites for invasive plants and animals that may threaten the state's wildlife and water ecosystems. This is a hands-on, community-driven approach to science, allowing volunteers to directly contribute to preserving Wisconsin's water health. On Snapshot Day, volunteers gather at local training sites hosted by community conservation partners and learn how to identify aquatic invasive species and follow search protocols. Participants will then visit designated monitoring sites to search for invasive species. Any invasives found will be cataloged, supporting the DNR's efforts to control and manage the spread of these species. Register online by Friday, August 8th to participate in Snapshot Day and help protect the lakes and rivers in your community. All ages are welcome to help search for invasive species, but the event is recommended for ages 8 and up. An adult must accompany all minors. With summer storm season underway, the American Red Cross of Wisconsin has an urgent need for disaster shelter volunteers. Disasters can strike with little warning, displacing families and individuals from their homes. Shelter volunteers are critical in making sure those affected by a disaster have a safe, warm place to stay and a compassionate face to greet them. Shelter volunteers work directly with residents to ensure their basic needs are met and that they have access to additional services. Whether you're a student looking to serve during summer break, a professional seeking a meaningful way to give back, or a retiree with time and life experience to offer, the Red Cross offers local volunteer roles that are flexible and meaningful. Opportunities range from short-term disaster assignments to long-term leadership roles. Free training is provided and no prior experience is necessary. The most needed volunteer roles include in-person disaster shelter volunteer, disaster response and recovery, health and mental health services, logistics and supply coordination, and administrative and community outreach support. The Red Cross also offers a variety of opportunities for individuals who would like to support disaster relief operations across the country. Volunteers are needed to deploy to help communities in need after disaster strikes. Whether you're delivering health services, supporting a shelter, or distributing relief supplies, your presence brings comfort to people in need. Getting started is easy and simple. Once your application is reviewed, your local Red Cross chapter will reach out to guide you through the next steps. All required training is provided free of charge and can be completed online. If you've ever thought about how you could help your community in times of need, now is the perfect time to act. The Red Cross will provide you with everything you need from training to ongoing support. All you need is to bring your compassion and willingness to help. Visit redcross.org/local/wisconsin/volunteer.html to learn more and start your application.
I'm here at the theater to interview cast members from the Community Players summer show Little Shop of Horrors. But there's no one here except a huge green plant. Excuse me, are you in the cast of Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah, I'm in the cast, but you could also say the cast is in me.
I see. You mean that you're all so close.
Oh, couldn't get any closer.
Are you looking forward to having an audience?
Well, that's exactly what I'm hoping for. I want lots of people to come see it. So many, it's hard to get away.
I see. Well, folks, if you're brave enough, come see the Little Shop of Horrors.
The Community Players invites you to come see the summer musical, Little Shop of Horrors. It's a story about a bloodthirsty household plant from outer space who brings fame and fortune to a shy florist and a whole bunch of trouble. The comedic cult classic will feature a huge man-eating plant that will make Glenn Dunn disappear right before your eyes. Performances are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 25th, 26th, and 27th, and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium at 7 o'clock on the Friday shows and Saturday shows, and 2 p.m. on the Sunday shows. $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Tickets can be ordered online. Please go to eventbrite.com and search for Little Shop of Horrors. Come hear the 60s doo-wop girls sing Skid Row and Audrey sing Somewhere That's Green. Hope to see you there.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge, died last Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 5 to 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge. Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67, of Lone Rock, died March 4th at home after a 7-year battle with corticobasal syndrome. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 3 at Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67, of Lone Rock.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, the hot and humid air made it into the southern half of Wisconsin as projected with the clearing skies. Meanwhile, heavy showers and thunderstorms were lined up from east central Minnesota through the north half of Wisconsin. Some places are under the threat of flash flooding up that way, along with some high winds and hail, even a slight chance of a tornado. Now, as a front gets closer to our area heading late into tonight into tomorrow, that should bring us a few showers and thunderstorms through. It's still unclear as to how widespread they'll be, so stay tuned for later statements. Otherwise, still on the warm and humid side for this forecast cycle, running basically all the way through early next week. Weather looks fairly quiet, just a few hit-and-miss showers and storms possible over the weekend. We'll have a better chance again as we get into early next week of getting some widespread showers and storms. Here's that forecast now, including that heat advisory that'll be expiring at 8 p.m. tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm developing well after midnight. Low temperature 72, south wind around 5. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, still quite warm and sticky. A 50% chance of some scattered showers or thunderstorms with a high near 87, west wind close to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, partly sunny with a slight chance of a light shower for the afternoon, the high about 86. For Saturday, partly sunny and very warm, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, low 66 with a high near 88. Sunday, lots of sunshine, hot and sticky, low 68 with a high of 92, 30% chance of storm Sunday night. Monday, partly cloudy, hot and humid, low 71 with a high of 92. Thunderstorms are possible, especially Monday night. Tuesday, a chance of showers and storms at times, not as hot, low 71 with a high near 86. Have yourself a good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number
number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It is time for today's weather statistics here. Right now in Richland Center, it is 92 degrees. It is sunny. Winds are going northeast at 8 mile per hour. Barometer right now is at 29.92. And then for the Weather Almanac stats, looking at yesterday's high, it was 87 degrees, and no precipitation was made yesterday. Today's high is 92 degrees, and today's morning low was 68 degrees. The record high was set back in 1946 when it was a whopping 101 degrees. The record low was 45, set back in 1985. Last year's high was 79 degrees. Last year's low was 64. We definitely beat that by a lot this year. The sunset today will be at 8:33 p.m. And the sunrise tomorrow will take place at 5:43 a.m. tomorrow morning. That was a look at your weather stats.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan. The Brewers, just a moment ago, just defeated the Mariners by a score of 10-2. Quinn Priester took the win for the Brewers today, pitching 7 innings, allowing 6 hits, with 2 earned runs and having 6 strikeouts on the day. Masterclass performance from Quinn Priester. And then for the losing side, it was Luis Castillo for the Mariners. He pitched 5 innings of 10 hits, 3 earned runs, and 7 strikeouts. Blake Perkins recorded an RBI double to make the Brewers have a 2-0 lead. Then Canzone and Williamson had back-to-back hits, tying the game at 2. Then it was all Brewers. Joey Ortiz would then record an RBI single. Bryce Terang also had an infield single with an RBI. William Contreras would also single as William Contreras and Tyler Black would single. Jackson Churio also singled as well. Then in the 7th, Bryce Terang had a double. And William Contreras had a single to make the score 10-2. With that win and the Cubs also losing, the Brewers now have the best record in the MLB once again. Other scores in the MLB: the Reds defeated the Nationals 5-0. The Marlins beat the Padres 3-2. The Giants defeat the Braves 9-3. Pirates get a sweep over the Tigers today, winning 6-1. The Mets took care of the Angels, winning 6-3. Of course, the Royals defeated the Cubs 8-4, and the Rockies defeated the Cardinals 6-0. It is the bottom of the ninth. The Astros are currently leading the Diamondbacks 4-3. In the top of the eighth, the Twins are defeating the Dodgers 3-2. And the Astros and Diamondbacks game just ended, so the Astros get a win over the Diamondbacks 4-3. Also then, tonight in MLB, the Orioles will take on the Guardians. Yankees will play the Blue Jays. The Red Sox will take on the Phillies, the White Sox will take on the Rays, and the Athletics will take on the Rangers. Tigers. Also, in other sports news here in state news, the first of 15 open to the public practices opens training camp for the Green Bay Packers. Discover Green Bay tells reporters the annual event has an economic impact of more than $9 million on the local economy. The Green Bay Press Gazette reports that practice starts at 10:30 a.m. at Ray Nitschke Field and should last about 2 hours. There's a 30% chance of showers, and if that happens, practice will move inside in the Don Hudson Center, which isn't open to the public. In Wisconsin basketball news, former Wisconsin guard Kamari McGee has signed a professional contract to play basketball in Bosnia and Herzegovina. McGee is the third former Badger to sign an overseas contract. He will join KK Johornia. That team currently has a 13-11 record and is sixth place in the Bosnian Division I Basketball League. McGee was an important player off the bench for Coach Greg Gard last season, averaging 6.5 points a game. Wisconsin football has offered a scholarship to the top-rated tight end prospect in the country. Ahmad Hudson is considered a top prospect in basketball, too. Hudson stands 6'7" and weighs 230 pounds. He has received offers from most of the top football programs. He has said he wants to play both football and basketball. So far, UW has offered him a football scholarship only. So much of the attention going into New York Giants training camp is on first-round pick and quarterback of the future, Jackson Dart. But Coach Brian Daboll made it clear the plan hasn't changed and that Russell Wilson is the starter. Wilson took all the first-team snaps in the first practice of camp. With Dart and journeyman Jameis Winston rotating second and third, Daboll won't say whether the backup job to Wilson is up for grabs this preseason. General Manager Joe Schoen deferred to the coaching staff to determine when it might be time to turn to Dart. NFL players face a variety of injuries that can impact their season. Common issues include Achilles tendon tears, ACL, and other knee ligament injuries and concussions. Achilles tears often require surgery and months of recovery. Knee ligament injuries, such as ACL tears, can end seasons, while concussions remain a major concern despite improved helmets. Hamstring injuries, high ankle sprains, and hip pointers vary in severity but can sideline players for weeks or months. Other notable injuries include Lisfranc fractures, meniscus tears, oblique strains, patellar tendon injuries, plantar fasciitis, and turf toe. These injuries highlight the physical toll of the NFL season. And tonight, the Simon Sharks wrap up the regular season in their swimming meet. That will be live report or reports will be on WRCO here starting at 6. Once again, for WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my 4 daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get 4 lines for $90 a month and choose 4 of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans and corn are lower Wednesday. Cattle finished tired, hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the session lower on profit-taking and technical selling. They were up early following bean oil, but near-term development conditions continue to look favorable in many key growing areas. Commodities in general are waiting for more details on recently announced trade deal frameworks that could be bullish for demand. August beans were down 4.5 at 10.05 and 3/4. September was 3 lower at 10.05. August bean meal was down $1.80 at 272 with a wide range on the day. August bean oil was up 51 at 56.14. Corn was lower, watching U.S. development weather, expecting cooler, wetter conditions in parts of the region next week. The trade has dialed in a big crop, even if there are months to go until harvest. September was down 3/4 at 398.5, and December was down 0.5 at 417.5. And wheat was lower. Chicago and Kansas City continue to monitor U.S. and world winter wheat harvest activity. Minneapolis is watching a major crop tour for spring wheat and rain chances in that growing region. September Chicago was 9 lower at 540.5. September Kansas City was down 9.75 at 523.5. September Minneapolis wheat was 3.75 lower at 588. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher ahead of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. August live was up 205 at 227.02. October was 237 higher at 233.50. August feeders are up 325 at 331.52. And hogs ended the session mixed on spread trade, the mixed cash business during the session, and questions about domestic and export demand. August was 72 higher at 108.47. October was up 40 at 90.90. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle business. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were around $232 live in the south, but weren't established in the north. Significant trade volume could likely hold out until sometime Friday. Box beef closed sharply lower with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice was down $4.98 at $367.52. Select was $2.55 lower at $349.39. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, up 1,000 on the weekend, down more than 9,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a big negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the national daily direct up $1.02 with a weighted average of 114.97. The Iowa Minnesota was 81 cents higher with a weighted average of 114.79. The Western Corn Belt up 81 cents with a weighted average of 114.76. Pork values closed lower, down 91 cents at 117.24. And estimated hog slaughter was 473,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. An extension plant pathologist at Purdue University says now is the time for farmers to be on the lookout for red crown rot in soybeans. Darcy Talinko tells Brownfield,
you're watching for those areas you might call SDS or sudden death syndrome. It's the same foliar symptoms that we see with red crown rot. With the name red crown, and that's the symptom we're looking for. So if you open up that canopy and you look at the ground level and you see those red crowns.
More news is next.
What's your name?
Leonard Skinner, live in concert,
Sweet Home.
Saturday, August
August 9th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair with special guest Tiger Lily Gold celebrating 50 years of Lynyrd Skynyrd. On sale now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
Illicit fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat that our nation has ever experienced. It has killed hundreds of thousands. Many of its victims didn't even know they were getting fentanyl. Such a tragedy. This is Robert De Niro. One of those tragic deaths was my beautiful grandson, Leo. He was just 19 years old. Fentanyl doesn't care, but you do. Join us in the fight against fentanyl. Find us online at ladrfoundation.org.
Southern Ohio farmer says he's concerned uneven soybean stands could impact this year's crop. Greg Corcoran says weather continues to be the biggest challenge.
Some places are getting a lot of rain. The heavier soils are saturated grounds. We're starting to see a lot of unevenness in the field. You'll see areas that where there's standing water and the crop is suffocating in those conditions. Other places where they're not getting as much rain, sandier soils, crops look good.
An Eastern Iowa livestock producer says it's a great time to be in the cattle business. Lisa Kubik of Traer says the cattle markets have been very strong in 2025.
They are pretty well off the charts right now and have been for a while. Fat cattle and feeder cattle and cold cow prices, generally really high from historically and from even just the last year or so.
U.S. ethanol production declined slightly last week. Production averaged 1,078,000 barrels per day. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Farmers are voicing their concerns about tariff actions. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, farmer leaders from across the country say trade negotiations are urgent. We'll hear from the Soy Transportation Coalition, Iowa Farmers Union, and Farmers for Free Trade about how tariffs fuel economic uncertainty. We'll find out more right after this on Brownfield.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Of Iowa farmers say the ongoing uncertainty surrounding the current trade landscape is impacting long-term growth of the ag economy. Aaron Lehman, Iowa Farmers Union president, says the Trump administration's recent decision to extend the retaliatory tariff deadline to August 1st continues to fuel economic uncertainty for farmers.
It stifles innovation, and farmers are worrying just how to stabilize their economic situation rather than concentrating on ways to innovate. This trade approach hasn't gotten us any closer to fixing those problems and has not gotten us any closer to fair trade.
Robert Hemesath, board president of Farmers for Free Trade, says producers are concerned about losing permanent market share.
We watch
our market share around the world dissipate or decline. And we don't know if this lasts for an extended period of time. Will we get those markets back? Because those customers will look elsewhere for those products. We're looking at corn and soybean prices that are at lows. We're looking at negative margins on those crops. And with the uncertainty of not having those trade markets or where those, if those trade markets are going to be available, just puts a bigger cloud on the economy.
Indiana farmer Mike Caney and the board chair of the Soy Transportation Coalition says recently announced trade agreements need to be finalized sooner rather than later.
We have invested our own dollars to make these relationships in these countries, and we have built on these relationships for years, which is a very important key to these trade issues. So we just want to continue to keep these relationships and keep this trade avenue open. We export 63% of our soybeans, so we got to get rid of these beans somewhere along the line. And every trade deal is important. I think with the economy the way it is, I'd say there's some urgency.
He tells Brownfield, back and forth tariff actions are impacting his bottom line.
I've lost out on that revenue that I was counting on. And it's a substantial amount of money that I got to come up with to take and make up for that. It is a problem because of the economics of what we're going through. We're optimistic, you know, and we love doing what we do.
The farmers say the U.S. needs to establish more free trade agreements to provide stability to the ag community and to the overall U.S. economy. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly, no one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little queasy, and they should. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger Care in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP? And who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you a lot. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
With so much financial uncertainty, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Katie Bedward. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you are prepared for the future. After all, retirement isn't the end of the road, it's a new beginning. Call us at 647-8889. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Cut way above the knee. She already got the hang turned on. Two-piece peeking out of mossy oak tee. I got the windows down. She got me tied up in the cab of this cape. I fix her up. Set cold next to the waiters. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready any itty with some acres. Little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her. Ball cap backwards, get her heels off of the concrete, get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of a Georgia farm. Let her roots run wild and free. Her up in my arms, let her love all night on me. Play her something with a fiddle moon sitting in the middle, star shining like nickels. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready and a yeti with some acres. Little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres. Get her in a red clay field around 2 a.m. Guitar and a hickory fire. Pass it back and forth, some rolled in a paper. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Sipping on a favorite moonshine flavor. She about to blow a back 40 breaker, yeah. Cause my baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready and a yeti with some acres. A little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Put
picture of my mother in her bell-bottom jeans, flowers in her hair, two fingers up for peace. In that Polaroid she's smiling, a grown-up baby boomer. Maybe mama walked on the wild side, walking on the moon. And what will they say about us? Well, I've heard stories about my grandpa, child of the Great Depression. Now growing up broke creates a deep and dark impression. He sits in a rocker down at the veteran's home. Even when I go to visit, he's still rocking all alone.
Time when you weren't just a picture on